9:55 on October 13th, Saturday. Do you have your driver's license?
Yeah.
It would just save me. Avenida de los Flores. What's your home phone number?
805.
Your phone number, pager, cell phone?
I have a cell phone.
You said you were a witness by?
By ear.
By ear? Okay, why don't you tell me what you were doing earlier this evening when you heard things?
Sitting in the kitchen, watching television.
You know about what time?
Reading a magazine.
Your kitchen reading a mag?
I don't know.
And what'd you hear?
I heard, and I don't know which order they were in because they had gunfire and a motorcycle going by very quickly. By her so quickly, I couldn't tell. Police would go by here every day, you know, or an officer, I couldn't tell.
Mm-hmm.
It just all happened very fast.
Mm-hmm.
But it sounded like gunfire, I don't know, 5-6 shots. I don't know anything about the automatic weapons. I don't know much about how they sound. But it was something that certainly got my attention. You know, the motorcycle going by itself wouldn't have done it, but in addition to the gunfire,
mm-hmm.
I walked outside, and when I saw some of the neighbors,
mm-hmm.
because it sounded like it was that way.
Up to the east, basically, of
course. Is
that
east?
Yeah.
Okay. To the right.
To the right of your property.
It was that way.
Okay.
Okay. It didn't sound like it was right in front of my house. So, thought it was safe to come, to kind of come out and take a peek. Saw some of the other neighbors coming out and running down the street to see what was going on. I didn't go any further than my mailbox, which
mm-hmm.
was just right at my driveway. I stood out there and I saw a police car. I couldn't tell what, I didn't have my glasses on very well. I could tell that there was a police car because I could see the light. Watching, and you know, maybe another police car or so went by that didn't even register. All of a sudden, there was a lot of police cars out, or a lot of policemen, and I could tell that by the uniforms, not because I could actually
see who they were. You just
yeah.
saw the uniforms.
I saw the uniforms, and I could tell that they were in a stand, armed up.
Like they were holding a gun.
Like they were holding a gun. What I thought sounded like them telling people that were further down the street than I was.
Further east of them.
Further east of me.
So you saw the policemen's backs? Or?
Kind of the sides of them.
Okay.
I couldn't tell if they were on the corner house on this street or on the other side of Montgomery.
So you couldn't tell whether they were on the far side of Montgomery or the closest
right. I couldn't tell which house
okay.
they were at. I could just see the uniforms moving. And I heard what I thought, I heard that they said, get back in their houses to the people that lived not at the house in the corner, but the house next to the corner house. They were out front.
So the house to the...
On this side of Montgomery.
Right.
There were people on the house that lived, not in the corner house, but the house next to that.
The house next to it, closest to you?
Yes.
Okay. So the
and I heard, thought I heard them tell them to get back into their houses, and I thought that was a good idea. So I came back into my house, and just as I was coming into my house, I heard more gunfire.
Oh, how many?
I don't know, half a dozen. 15, it all happened very quickly, and it was kind of rapid fire, so it was really hard to,
when
it wasn't like a shotgun going boom, 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 you know, you could count.
When you were out there, did you hear any of the words besides them telling the people to go back in their
house? Not really, no. All I could really hear was them saying, know, get back into your homes or get back into your houses or whatever they...
Did you see anybody except for the officers involved in the...
Well, there were a lot of people from the neighborhood that had gone down there, but I don't know...
Okay, and you just came in the house and stayed here after you heard the shots and all that?
Yeah, for a while. I called her.
Okay. Okay. Let me repeat your story back to you so I make sure that I understand it properly. You're in your kitchen, reading a magazine. You hear, you're not sure what sequence, but you hear what you think to be gunshots and or a motorcycle going by very quickly.
Yeah.
Or both. So you go outside to see what's going on.
I went to the door first to see if any of the others, if I thought I were crazy.
and you saw other neighbors.
Yeah, other neighbors were kind of coming out, walking slowly, so I kind of walked out.
So you walked out to your mailbox, which is out in front of your house on Avenida de los Flores. And you stood there and you saw officers and what you kind of described to me as a pose of holding a gun.
Yes.
Pointing at somebody or something.
Something, yeah. I couldn't see what they were pointing at.
Couldn't see because you didn't have your glasses on. You don't see real distances. And, but you couldn't hear really what was being said. Except when the officer, one or more officers, told the house next to the house on the corner closest to you to get back in their house. And when you heard that, you thought that's a good idea, so you went back in your house.
Correct.
And just as you were coming in the door, you heard gunshots.
Yes.
Did you hear or see anything else that you might want to add to it?
Not that I can make it.
I'll give you my business card. If you do, feel free to call the number, and I have a message machine. You can leave a message, and I will be in my office on Monday, and I'll be glad to return your phone call.
Said I was several houses down, so I didn't hear from you.
Right.
See you.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank
that
you.
Is 10:05 or 22:05 for our purposes. That'll conclude the interview with Mrs.